All right, big news coming out of the Canton School Board meeting last night as members agreed to build the Bulldog Activity Center on the Timken Career Campus right here in downtown Canton. So we thought it would be a great idea to bring on the school board president, J.R. Rinaldi. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Pam. And first and foremost, thank you and thanks to the station for all you do for Canton. You guys are the heartbeat of our city.
Oh, thank you so much. We appreciate that. Well, it looks like this activity center could soon be a heartbeat of the city. Tell us about it.
Well, it's an exciting time for us. Is we're not just, you know, building new sports facilities. You know, we've added on to Crenshaw Middle School. We've added a career tech wing, and we're adding another component, another additional recreation space to get our community involved, as we all know that our community centers over the years have dwindled away. So we are looking around the district as a whole, and Crenshaw is just one little microcosm of it. But when you look to the Bulldog Activity Center, to me, it's the hook. When our kids get engaged and they find something that interests them, they come to school, they get involved. So to me, this is just a great cycle to get into.
All right. So tell us what's going to be included in this activity center.
It's a 110,000 square foot facility. It's going to have offices, locker rooms, and most importantly, a space. I know that the superintendent and his team is working with some community partners to be involved with us as we get this thing constructed and opened up. And the other component is being the Canton Park Commission president. I am very, very eager to get our Canton Parks and Rec staff into our Crenshaw facility and into the new Bulldog Center downtown to help with programming, youth sports, and after-school activities. So getting everybody involved, I think, is so important. We have to stay focused on that. But it also ties into our career tech. It'll be just north of our career tech building, and we'll be able to incorporate some of the programs we're offering now into the facility, which really brings it full circle.
So when you talk about some of the things that are inside, like an indoor track and volleyball and basketball, where does this stuff take place currently?
Like right now, volleyball, we have the field house and we have the downtown campus. But what it does is that the basketball courts, it just increased recreation space. And the one thing that I know Superintendent Talbert touched on is all these specialized travel teams, you know, they take the best of the best. And the one thing being around, you know, Canton City Schools and McKinley for 37 plus years, you know, Coach McDaniels taught us that every kid deserves to be coached up, a chance to train and play. So we're thinking about those kids, you know, the ones that are the top tier kids that, you know, everybody is pilfering from us, so to say, if I can be candid.
Mm-hmm.
This is about our community. This is about creating a safe space for them, that they know that we have programming, we have some after-school things, we also have career tech things and programs that they're going to get engaged in. So to me, this is just a positive part of our experience with the Canton City School System, and if you've looked at what Superintendent Talbert has brought us, this is just another piece of his puzzle.
So when we look at it, it's about $10 to $15 million. I know, you know, there are people be saying, where's this money coming from? How is this going to be paid for?
It is coming through the COVID-19 relief funds that have been dispersed, you know, almost to every government agency and others. And it's once-in-a-lifetime money. And I know that the superintendent looked at all the other things that we need to spend this money on. And he has informed the board that, you know, we have fulfilled all of the places we can go to. And I'll touch on it again. This is once-in-a-lifetime money to create an environment for our kids. You know, the 6-lane indoor track, you'll have to drive miles and miles for that. And what this also creates is a year-round functionality for all of our kids. It's not just a seasonal thing. So to me, it's not just about sports here. It's about a place that the community can use. It's a rally point. This is an exciting thing for Canton.
And I noticed that he also, the superintendent also mentioned, because he said, you know, we've spent a lot of money on hiring people, and but it's not sustainable to go past the time. If you hire people, then you have to continue to pay them even after that money from that grant runs out, right? So this
is... Yes. It's a very good point that anything that is grant funded, which is money coming outside of our normal income stream, Those are all feel good things. But when that money dries up, where does it all revert back to? The general fund. So we need to be very smart in how we do this and how we impact kids. And Superintendent Talbert and his team does a wonderful job of forecasting and planning all this. And, you know, a rising tide lifts all ships. But this is just an exciting thing for us. And if you look at not just providing services for our kids and community, if you look at what's happening down at Munson, Jimmy Hilton is the general manager down at Munson. He has brought that thing full circle to where they've had an 80 and over baseball tournament all week down at Munson. So when you look at the things that can come here that we can generate, and honestly, if I can be candid again, I thought the mayor would be playing in that tournament this week.
You just said 80 and over. I'm like, what are you talking about? You're in trouble.
No, I'm always in trouble. But for the most part, it's just exciting. There's a lot of things going on. And the superintendent and his team, they are also looking, you know, around the district at our building functionality and in our capacity and our space. And they're going to be coming to the board shortly with some recommendations on how we're doing some things. Baxter School, you know, is coming down. We're going to create a nice piece of green space down there. But we're looking all around the city, how can we make some improvements? You know, we're adding on to the STEAM Academy. So to me, it's an exciting time in the city. As, you know, the city is growing. Good things are happening. And to me, it's contagious. And you know, the Canton City school system, we just want to be a part of it.
I'll just throw this out there to you because I know there are people out there thinking it. Do people still say to you, so when's McKinley moving out of the Village area?
Well, and you've probably heard me say this on your show, and I know this isn't a word, but we have the most expensivest piece of land up there on that high school. There's no deal on the table, but I trust with what Superintendent Talbert does and the board and their recommendations. If there's something out there, I'm sure we'll look at it. But right now, there's nothing on the table to move that high school. And let's be very candid. If the Hall of Fame had $150 million to buy our high school, don't you think they would invest it into their project? Absolutely, they would. So all those rumors, and what do we say? If it's on Facebook, it's got to be true.
Or Twitter. Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah. Twitter's not so bad, but Facebook, yeah. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I hear you. So quickly, before I let you go, what's the timeline on this?
I know that they're going to be coming with a firm dollar amount in the next few weeks. As we know, the building trades functionality of pricing is very volatile right now with, I think, some of the self-induced crises of, you know, now we have a shortage on cement. Come on, Where's all this coming from? But it's volatile to where we're going to lock in a price and stick with that. And the contractors do a great job of coming to us, Wayne. They're guaranteeing, here's our price. So I know Jason Dixon is working to get that firmed up, and they're going to come to the board, and we'll get all this finalized and firmed up. So it's not just about sports. It's about positive interactions with our kids. And, hey, our kids deserve nice stuff, too. And I always say that.
Yes, you do. And we appreciate you coming on this morning. J.R. Rinaldi, Canton School Board President. Thank you so much, sir.
And remember, Canton City Schools, you can get there from here.